everyone. How are you all? Hopefully you are all having a great time and enjoying your life. Today, let us listen to something about English literature. The history of English literature. The history of English literature, written by Longinus and Cezanne, is the most authentic work on British literature. Originally, it was written in French language. The whole history of English literature is divided into a number of periods. Different criteria is used for division. So there are many types according to each criteria. So let's divide English literature into four periods. The first period is the Renaissance, Shakespearean or Elizabethan period. The second one is Neoclassical, Classical, 18th century, Age of Pope and Dryden and Augustine period. The third one is Romantic period. And the fourth one is Modern or Postmodern period. One of the oldest literary texts known today is Cædmon's Hymn, dated at around 680 AD. It is a song sung by a farmer in the praise of God. It is the first Christian poem in English. The Dream of the Rood was written on 7th century. European history can be divided into three: ancient period, medieval period and modern period. Constantinople, which is now in Istanbul, was the center of European civilization for many years. Later, defeated by some barbarian tribes, in the year 556 AD, it marked the end of ancient period, which was rich in culture and civilization. The light of civilization was put out by the barbarians. Europe was in complete darkness. After 456 AD, Dark Age or Medieval period started. In 1453, it was recaptured by the Muslim Turks. They were highly civilized people. They restored or recreated, or there happened a revival of old European culture. Dark Age was over and modern age came into existence. This transformation from medieval to modern period is known as Renaissance. Renaissance is a French word which means revival or rebirth. What happened during the Dark Ages? Holy Roman Empire was the supreme power in Europe during that time. Europe was under Pope's rule. Pope was the head of the church, head of politics, religion, and Pope enjoyed his life like an emperor. In medieval times, Holy Roman Empire was in its worst form. There was no freedom of expression. Scientists mercilessly killed. Man's spirit has been crushed. It was a period of religious intolerance. Intolerance and human values were not going hand by hand. So, church demanded faith in God, faith in religion, and it wanted to believe everything that the church told without any questions being asked. Faith in God and religion were the main leading motives during that time. In the end of medieval period or start of modern period, faith in God was replaced by reason, which was logical, rational way of thinking. There occurred a prominence of man. Religion was replaced by science, which was universally accepted. When it comes to scientific thinking, everybody is equal before science. No one is below or above science. For everyone, science was equal, or everyone could observe equal, or in a great way, or in a simultaneous way when it comes to science. There was nothing to be added. For everyone, science was equal. So when scientific approach was there during the Renaissance time, it means that objective thinking and rationality were given importance. Man regained confidence, realized the immense potential within